How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Very good. Great game today. I can honestly say twice now you've been an absolute game changer. What's your magic?
Just the team around me. I think whenever I come on court, I've always felt really supported. I think we've got a clear game plan, and I've been raring to go off the bench and just trying to contribute. So not a result we wanted today, but lots to improve on going into the next match.
But looking forward, that's an Australian side only missing maybe what, one, maybe two players. Like, to be that close and to actually have opportunities to take them on has been excellent. What do you think we need to move on to the Commonwealth Games?
I think it's great to have one of their strongest squads here, and then to see where we're at, and I think it builds great confidence in terms of, there were some patches of brilliance from us today. I think it's just we just didn't capitalise at critical moments, which is a bit of our downfall. But we'll go home, look at the video, and try and put those one percenters, make sure they're going into the next match, and obviously forward to hopefully Commonwealth Games.
Good. How are you finding goal defence? Having a bit of a run around for a change?
Do you know what? I'm enjoying it. Look, God, you've got lungs, but it's just great to have Tracy and the rest of the team just have so much confidence in me. I've got Jeeva behind me and Beth in the wing most of the time, and they're literally just saying next one, and G-ing me up, and like the support within the Roses is absolutely phenomenal. So yeah, giving all I've got when I'm out there, and hope may it long continue.
Excellent. And looking forward to South Africa. They had a really good game against Australia. They've been showing absolute class in the past few years. Obviously your old favourite coach Norma Plumster is coaching them at the moment, so what do you think we need to do to absolutely smash them in the weekend?
Yeah, they've been like a breakthrough squad at the moment. I think from quad 1 to quad 2 they've definitely had some serious improvements. So I had Norma Plummer at West Coast Fever, so I know how intelligent it is and how savvy she is, so we've got to definitely up our sticks for the game at the weekend. But I think it's literally going to take a 60 minute performance. I think we haven't put together four consistent quarters as of yet properly, so I think that'll be the focus going into the weekend.
Brilliant. I think me and Annie definitely enjoyed the past two games.
Very much. We've
noticed how physical it's been as well. So how are you holding up?
I think the games, obviously, were stronger, leaner, fitter, faster at the moment, and I think it's just great to see the amount of passion from both teams out there on court, giving it all they've got. And I don't think anyone's not playing till the last whistle. So yeah, it's a good challenge. We're standing up to it, both sides, and let's see what happens on the weekend.